Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In the Gospel for this 10th Sunday after Trinity, we see the consequences of a choice. The consequences of a choice. This Gospel reading takes us back to the first Palm Sunday. Jesus and his followers approach the city of Jerusalem. And then, as Jesus comes in sight of the city, he bursts into tears. For despite the hosannas and the shouts of joy and the waving of palm branches, Jesus foresees the terrible fate that awaits this city. When Jesus then cleanses the temple, the leaders of the people become determined to destroy him as a threat to their power, their plans, and their ill-gotten gain. And although the people's loyalty to Jesus keeps Jesus' enemies from doing anything right away, within less than a week, the fickle people's loyalty turns to hatred, and prompted by their leaders, they cry out for Jesus' death. In some deep sense, their choice is finally made as Jesus stands before the Roman governor on the morning of Good Friday. Observing the custom of releasing one prisoner to the people at the great Jewish feast of the Passover, Pontius Pilate gives them a choice. And what a choice it was. A choice between Jesus and a man named Barabbas, who, as St. Luke tells us, had been thrown into prison for armed rebellion and for murder, a rebel and a murderer. And the people, swayed by their hate-filled leaders, choose Barabbas. In choosing Barabbas, they reject God's true Messiah, come to lead them into the way of perfect peace with God and with one another. As St. Paul says, Jesus is our peace. Through him alone, through his cross and resurrection, only through him is there peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. But in choosing Barabbas to be released to them, the people choose the way of rebellion and blood. And in little more than 30 years, their choice had terrible consequences. They rose up against their Roman masters only to bring down on themselves all the might of the Roman legions. And as the Lord Jesus foresaw, their city becomes a heap of ruins, its inhabitants destroyed by fire and sword. And so you see, the consequences of a choice. The consequences of a choice. One of the ancient fathers of the church said, "That heart is hard which will not be softened by benefits, terrified by threats, nor moved by promises." The heart of Jerusalem proves to be such a hard heart. For although down through the centuries, God again and again and again sent his servants, the prophets, to call them to repentance, they again and again and again chose to ignore that call. In the Old Testament lesson for this Sunday, we heard the prophet Jeremiah crying out, "Why has this people turned away in perpetual backsliding? They hold fast to deceit, they refuse to return. And in this, we see the hardening effect of repeatedly choosing against God. Every such choice against God makes it easier to do the same thing the next time. We all know that bad habits are easily acquired and very hard to break, until there finally comes that moment known only to God, when the sinner is completely blind. Says Jesus, "If you had known, even you, especially in this your day, the things that make for peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes." So we see choices matter, choices have consequences, yes, eternal consequences. So what shall we do? 3 points. First, you and I sin not only in what we choose to do, we also sin in what we choose not to do. Secondly, we should immediately take responsibility for any choice made against God's known will, and repenting of it, say with our whole heart, "Yes, what I did or did not do was simply wrong. God, be merciful to me, a sinner." And he will, because he is the Lord who, as we say in the appointed prayer for this Sunday, the Lord who declares his almighty power chiefly in showing mercy and pity. And third, and this is no doubt the hardest part, one measure of the sincerity of our repentance is to accept humbly and without complaint the painful consequences of our sinful choices, because on the one hand, you and I are truly, freely, and fully forgiven. Nothing stands between us and our Heavenly Father. As Paul writes, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. But on the other hand, there still remain painful consequences of sin to be endured. So, for example, a husband or wife who chooses to commit adultery may have to endure the collapse of their marriage. Or the person who lies most of the time, or has been known to be a vicious gossip, may have to endure months, even years, of a certain loneliness caused by people's natural reluctance to become involved with someone who has repeatedly proven to be untrustworthy. So let me say it again, one measure of the sincerity of our repentance is the willingness to bear humbly and without complaint the painful consequences of sinful choices now forgiven. But finally, as God's forgiven children, we're called to a life not of anxious fear and foreboding. We are called to a life of sobriety and circumspection. Circumspection being just a big fancy word for looking around, being present for life, keeping our eyes open, calmly considering the possible consequences of our choices, and constantly seeking the guidance of the Holy Spirit, who helps us in all our weakness. So you see, choices matter. choices have consequences. But infinitely more important than any choice of ours is God's choice of you and of me. God chose to create you out of love. He chose to redeem you out of love. He chose out of love to claim you as his own through holy baptism. And he promises that by his mercy he will bring you to that heavenly kingdom he chose to prepare for you before the foundation of the world. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.